You're about to hear a live recording of drag queens playing Dungeons & Dragons in front of a live audience. With improvisational musician Carson Cutter, and I, Paul Curry, the Dungeon Master, this is Dungeons & Drag Queens! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dungeons and Drag Queens. Before we begin our epic tale tonight, every game has its rules. Please silence all messaging stones. There's our cell phones. You will have an opportunity to create this story with us tonight. Yes, you will be part of this tale. Please don't make our tale tonight all about you. Legal disclaimer! We do not own Dungeons & Dragons, nor are we affiliated with Wizards of the Coast. And now, please let me introduce your master of music, your sorcerer of sound, your live improvisational musician tonight, Carson Cutter! What is Dungeons and Dragons? People have pondered this question for millennia. And only since the 70s has anyone had an answer. Dungeons and Dragons is a collaborative storytelling game where I, the Dungeon Master, will play the role of the world and the non-player characters within it. Our players, the Queens! We'll be playing as heroes within this world, taking actions, fighting monsters, going on their quest, not going on their quest. Whenever a player wishes to take an action in this world, we will roll a 20-sided die to determine their chance of success. The higher the roll out of 20, the higher the chance of success, the lower the roll, and you'll see. All depends on the roll of the die. An 8. Meh. We will also add their modifiers to this roll. Specific attributes that each player has. Some characters are very good at dexterity, others are very strong, and some aren't good at anything. Dungeons and Dragons is a game that takes place within the theater of the mind. So I ask all of you for just a moment to close your eyes. Sand bristles against your eyelids. Salt crunches beneath your feet. You trudge as the salt sucks the water from your normally moist toes. At least your coin purse isn't weighing you down. Yes, you are a peasant. You've left your homestead in a haste, kissed your peasant polycule goodbye, and now you walk through the arid salt dunes of the Anorak Desert. Open your eyes. You see nothing but salt. It is like comments section. You hear your fellow peasants stamping their feet. You can hear the stamping now all around you. Yes, yes, stampy. They groan from the pain of the sun of the salt dunes. But the groans quickly turn to cheers as cresting over the horizon, the blip, the outline cutting the sky like a sword, a cathedral, a great temple whose denizens are of an order, a battle group willing to help the needy for a great cost. This is the keep. The drag queens. You arrive with your peasant compeasantriots and deliver three knocks upon the great queenly gates. It opens with a crack, sexy. And stepping out the front, sharpening her battle axe on the walls of the gate, sharpening her offensive spike pasties with the battle axe, a barbarianess from the spine of the world. She lost her battle sisters in a great storm that is now just a normal storm due to climate change. She hopes on her adventures to find her far-gone femmes. Will she locate her salient sisters? Or will her reunitemare never end? Make some noise, bow and bend, for the ultimate barbarian played by Mamshi. Is she Mam the Barbarian? Next to her, stepping in on wood-tipped leather heels, a longbow shining from her bosom, a druid, a ranger, born in the forests of Cormanthor, she was raised sucking on the sweet teat of an oak. But she isn't afraid to give you a whap. This hot forest femme has grown up on sap. She wastes not and wants not, and isn't afraid to waste those who want her waste. Think about it. But will her love for the green make her blind to the suffering of the unplanted around her? Find out as you make some noise for the poise. Killer of boys, played by Kylie Mooncakes, is Kyla Luna Morpher. And last but not least, but new to the queenly scene, donning a red robe, red as blood and lipstick, blue as veins, this queen suffers no fools, but loves to cause fools to suffer. Born in a world of war in the elven city of Mithranor during the Second Sunring, she learned from an early age to kill and loot and sell to a vendor and repeat. Desiring the world to be as chaotic as her upbringing, mercenary jobs give her the pleasure of upsetting the status quo. Will her quest for chaos fulfill her needs? Or is there something deeper she truly desires? Find out as we bring out the fire. Last in the iconic cast, the warlock iconoclast, played by Mister, is Mister the Mysterable.
Yeah.
Our three queens have been entreated by a crowd of hungry peasants. What peasants do these problems have? What can the queens do to solve this quest? Or have these peasants knocked thrice upon hell's door? Will romance save the day and make this an adequately Valentine's Day themed episode? In an exciting improvised adventure in Dungeons and Drag Queens! Peasants, you find yourself many faces to three face with the drag queens. The peasants let out a collective gasp. One peasant steps forward, the leader of this gaggle, which is what a group of peasants is called. The leader makes themselves known. The leader of this group stands up and chooses their destiny. They stand! Peasant, what is your name in this game we play?
Gerald.
Gerald?
Gerald.
Carol? Gerald caroled, known as the one who caroled during a deep, dark winter when there was no food. Gerald went around to various houses, caroling, singing songs of the people. They loved him deeply, but now he sings a much darker song. Yes, you have now caroled upon a cathedral of the most dangerous and unpredictable mercenaries in the Sword Coast. Gerald, you may take a seat. Gerald clears his throat and begins his carol. Oh, hello, queens. Queens, queens, queens. Please help us. Our village is being attacked by... Gerald begins to stutter. Aww. His mind being clasped by the trauma of his village. Queens, what do you do in this moment?
Gerald.
Yes?
Gerald.
Yes?
Do you need help? I can recommend you to BetterHelp.
I'm sorry, Queens, but we tried everything. We asked our Lord, the Lord Baron, the Baron Lord, the Fife Master. All of them said, no, go away, dirty, dirty.
We could give you a discount code.
Okay, hashtag, who has the keys to the queendom? Okay.
You have the... Let me finish my song.
Oh, yes.
Okay. A little higher.
Is that good? And as Gerald the caroler is caroling along, one of the peasants yells out the problem that is facing their homestead. A problem so terrible that Gerald has difficulty naming it. They yell out their problem. Sandworms! And ripped from where Gerald the caroler was standing, a massive sandworm consumes Gerald.
Okay, he brought a reveal.
Gerald, oh my God, and we were gonna give him the ticket to Hollywood.
Right.
The peasants yell out in fear. You can hear Gerald singing from inside of the sandworm's belly.
Aww.
Oh my God.
Oh, he ate that. He ate that. He ate that. No, 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 no.
The sandworm perches itself in front of your cathedral, this massive beast staring you down with eyes as sharp, dangerous as the dunes they inhabit. The sandworm opens its large, gaping mouth.
What?
And same. It begins to move forward to consume your cathedral hole.
Wait.
Not our hole.
Well, I mean,
gaping eyes looking at us. Now, is he trying to eat the cathedral or is he trying to cruise? Okay.
No, because,
what's going on?
Because he's trying to. I know what this sandworm
thing
needs. Popper.
Oh, no. Let's not loosen that jaw even more.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Mama's inventory is deeper than we thought.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Ate a whole person and now wants to eat the building. Sure. Talk about stretched out. Oh, my God.
Miss Terrible, you attempt to throw poppers into the open mouth of this worm?
Yeah, honestly? Why not? Let's turn the gaping cathedral hole into a cathedral chasm.
Okay. It is cathedral size, all right. You roll to hit with your poppers you grab from your inventory. You get a 6.
Oh. That's like a half-used, like, Super Rush Red.
The poppers fly in the opposite direction, and they smash into the face of a peasant. The peasant yells out their popper noise. There it is. Pretty on point, don't know why I know that. Sandworm inches closer. Gee, ma'am, you were trying to inspect the sandworm before it devoured the Cathedral of the Queens?
No, I'm not a doctor. I just have micro bangs. I may be a barbarian, but I think I'm going to use some witchcraft. So on the sandworm, I am going to use reduce, which means I'm going to choose a creature, and I am going to make it half its size. It will only last 1 minute. So girls, if y'all want to
so it's like a think fast kind of
situation. Yeah, so I look at the sandworm and that questionable mouth, and I go ahead and take it down for me. And now it shrinks half the size.
All right. You cast reduce upon this massive sandworm. A good use of your spells, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes. Sandworm looks surprised, their eyes beating up. And they begin to shrink. Down and down they shrink, their eyes remaining roughly the same size. Until eventually you see the small little sandworm staring at you. The sandworm yells out.
To better help understand her, I will use my move in less than 1 minute, Wild Shape. You shapeshift into a beast-type creature of your choosing. You may speak the beast language. I just realized a worm may not be a beast, but we're going to assume because it's a sandworm, that's like, that makes it a beast, right? Does the audience agree? Do my peasants agree? Is everybody feeling me? Okay,
It's definitely a beast.
It's literally a beast now. Okay.
Yes. But it's always been a beast.
Even more of a beast. And I'm going to shapeshift into it, but full size.
Wait.
Right, do that math.
Doesn't the spell say you have to remain at the same size as you are?
Yeah, but I remember when it was full size.
Okay.
You
can shapeshift into a full size looking sandworm that is the same size as the small sandworm.
I secretly was doing this move before ma'am she did her move because she told me secretly telepathic.
Yeah.
Because we're Asian.
Yeah. Hello. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Wait, hold, don't dox it. I am brunette tonight.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how that makes anything I said invalid.
Because it just we did it when she was full size.
Fine, all right, you
do my peasants think this makes sense?
Right. Like, let's just say this. Believe women. Okay.
All right.
If she said I told her, God damn it, I told her.
Like, literally, believe women, for starters.
Exactly.
Very well, you morph yourself into a sandworm that is not It's as big as the previous sandworm, but it's kind of halfway between the small sandworm and the big sandworm.
It's big.
I'm meeting you in the middle here on the size of the worm.
Trust me, it's big.
Two size queens are battling right now.
Okay, it's like a chihuahua. It thinks it's a lot bigger than it actually is.
It hit the table, and it went like this.
I feel like this is violent.
All right, you're still a huge worm. This is still...
The minute is going to run out, and this bitch is just going to...
All right, you find yourself as this kind of large, wouldn't say massive worm.
We love a realistic king.
Yeah.
You can now understand what the worm is saying. It is saying...
You're wrong, you die, because the great... Baby, enunciate.
One sec.
Support that diaphragm. Okay, now go again.
There's no monitors. Wait, you got a bad thing. Hey, shout out to Caveat, everybody. Shout out. I'm sorry about that. The great mother is going to kill you. The great mother of all the sandworms who lives below these dunes. These peasants have built their house upon our breeding ground. And they will be devoured.
Wait, can you say that one more time, but in more of like a New York American accent?
Right.
With less of a lisp, not trying to be discriminatory.
No, yeah, it's just...
I'm just gagging vowels. On it. The sound, okay. Not the size.
Tall, crisp vowels.
See, we have a communication issue. Also, I'm sorry, She-Man, but the worm does not understand what you're saying.
I repeat the same exact thing in worm.
Okay, very well. That is important,
in
by the way.
Large sandworm. See, I repeat it in large sandworm.
Right, I should have invested in that Rosetta Stone.
That's all right.
Okay.
The sandworm says, and this is how you're hearing it, Kyla. The sandworm says,
sure.
The sand mother. Under the salt dunes is going to devour you. The peasants have built their house upon our breeding ground.
That's so New York.
Okay, so I'm gonna echo what my sister Mister said. Breeding? That's crazy.
Yes, breeding.
Breeding? That's crazy.
Breeding. We have enough Scorpios, please.
Right. So.
The Scorpions are not involved in this conflict.
Yes.
But they will be if they're conceived tonight. So wrap it up.
Okay.
Is that a threat? Are you going to bring the Scorpions into this conflict?
Should we make it a threat? Should we make it a threat, peasants?
All right.
Okay. Roll.
It is a threat.
Roll intimidation.
And keep in mind, I'm larger, so this is with, whatchamacallit, advantage. I'm literally the bigger worm here.
Right, okay, fine. You rolled
roll
intimidation
it again.
With advantage due to your size. You get an 11 again.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, with advantage, we roll again and take the higher number.
Yeah.
So you get an 11. What is your intimidation?
Actually, let me look. Plus seven. With the help of my friends.
The worm looks somewhat terrified and says, "Don't you dare bring the Scorpions into this conflict. You know that they are unpredictable. Haven't you heard of the tale of the frog and the scorpion?"
Oh, now they're frogs.
No.
Oh.
Okay, clock it.
You know what? Never mind.
What kind of desert is this?
I'm terrified. And you can't hear that they're terrified because they're speaking very, very clearly. The sandworm digs into the ground and attempts to flee. The sandworm yells out and says, "Sand brothers and sand sisters and non-binary worms," which is, I think, all of them. "Please come to my aid." And a great swarm of worms begins to vibrate the ground. You feel the ground fall out from under you. The worms make the sound of hundreds of angry and massive sandworms. There, lot of different takes on that. We had eating Captain Crunch all the way to slight orgasm. You fall through the sand. Oh yes, go ahead, sorry.
No, I can't, I fell.
No, you can still make choices.
And no one's gonna help her?
No, you can still make choices.
No, just... I already fell. And trust, we live in the desert, there's no health insurance.
Very well, you always have the option to do anything. I as the Dungeon Master, am not forcing
Medicaid.
You to go through. Okay, you fall through the sand, and you find yourself underground.
Like this restaurant.
Yes. And just like this restaurant, it is a verdant and beautiful place.
Yes.
Even if there aren't monitors. Sorry about that comment earlier.
No. We've progressed too much. No TV. Just vibes.
A digital cleanse.
The leaves soften your fall.
But there are leaves down here?
Yes, it's very verdant. You find yourself in an underground forest.
Oh, that's what verdant means. Verdant, because I green. Okay.
Where all the sandworms?
Where'd all the sand go? It fell with us.
Yes, good point. There is sand, and it gets everywhere.
It always does.
Girls, I'm so mad we just redid the floors.
Yeah, mama.
Mahogany.
There's only so many leaves in this underground forest. Some of the peasants fall directly onto the hard earthen ground. They break every bone in their body.
Oh.
The peasants yell out. Some of them cry in pain.
It happens. It does.
Can one of the peasants shout, like from SpongeBob, "My leg"?
She said one.
Okay.
Most of the peasants broke their legs. Peasants always land on their feet.
Oh, girl.
Doesn't mean they won't break it.
Yeah.
All right. Having seen all of this suffering around you, you just say it happens.
Yeah,
like a regular politician.
Like, hello.
However.
Oh.
You can hear small sandworm digging down even deeper into the ground.
Deeper?
Oh, mama.
And crawling out from behind one of the leaves, covered in fluids.
Oh, with this bee.
She was digging deeper.
She found the poppers.
Girl. They were inside of her the whole time.
Because they don't have a flared base.
Girl.
And singing a little ditty, you recognize the slime-covered Gerald the Caroler.
Congratulations.
Gerald. Should we sing? Sorry, Gerald.
I'm so glad we saved your life.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you. She-Man the Barbarian. Your use of that spell shrunk the worm down, and I could no longer fit in its digestive tract. He shat me out, and you've saved me.
Whoa, we could have ended that at you shrank the worm and I got out.
Some people just say thank you.
A bit too much.
I know it's 2020-25, but let's not overshare, okay? We're strangers.
I can't believe it. The underground forest, I thought this place was just a myth, just a legend. You must be careful here, for I hear the dryads do not wish to deal with anyone who intrudes upon their sacred grounds.
The dryads?
What are dryads? Out of clarification.
Roll nature.
Sorry.
Oh, gag it.
I just learned we can, like, ask things.
You get a 4. Oh. What is your nature?
Oh, I have to look.
Oh, no, Kyla Luna Muffin.
Plus 7.
The druid.
I'm a druid.
Okay. Sorry, that was mean.
No, that was really mean. I'm gonna DM you about that later.
Okay. Okay, I'll reply.
That's true, he does.
Also, so sorry to everyone who fell in and died. That sucks.
They didn't die.
A few of them did. They just broke
both their legs and every bone in their body. Real bad.
Ooh. Well, they can't get back up on a broke leg.
Well, Mama, but they're still alive.
You know, I feel like this wouldn't happen if we just hung out and did hookah, but I am a third-party viewer.
That's real.
That's true.
Wait, no, you're not.
Says Gerald the Caroline.
Yes, we still have Gerald. Hey!
Gerald.
You haven't actually accepted our quest yet.
No, y'all just ruined our fours.
Wait, actually we did. We wrote for that thing. We asked you what a dryad was. And you ignored us.
Oh, yes. Yes, your nature roll. You got a 4 and plus 7. You don't know what a dryad is.
But I'm a... Okay.
Sometimes you get unlucky and you screw things up.
I forgot. I just forgot.
Also, you've never seen this underground forest. It's just so new and so strange, and I'm making excuses, and you... Anyway.
What he said.
However, Gerald the Caroler says, do you accept our quest? We brought you this far. I feel bad.
No. First and foremost, please feel bad, but I... Here's the thing. So, if we do accept the request, what's the booking? What do we get out of it?
What's the budget?
What's the budget? Okay. And if you say a drink ticket, I will crawl my way back upstairs.
Well, I can offer you everything that we have. Peasants? And Gerald the Caroler turns around, gestures towards the 20 or so peasants that are still alive. And the peasants take out their most valuable items. The peasants shout out what is most valuable to them. You get a gold tooth.
Oh my
god.
Did I just hear a vape?
Oh, wait, what's that one? What's that? What's that Pokemon card you have?
A vape? There's a gold tooth?
Well, wait.
Oh, no, we'll take the
gold peasant, tooth. One peasant holds a Pokemon card, and we're just wondering which one it is. Will you yell it out for me? Wheezing.
Okay.
Oh, but it's a shiny. It's not shiny. Well.
All right, a not shiny pocket monster card.
We have a Pokemon card. We have a vape. We have a gold tooth. I feel like I'm back in Williamsburg.
Where's the vape?
Ye old.
Do you accept the gold tooth? And the vape, they're from the same person. They need the gold tooth because of the vape.
Can we get a clarification of the flavor of the vape?
Are we allowed to vape down here? In the underground forest? In the underground forest that we are all in right now? Underground, in this forest?
I mean, we already fell through. Might as well.
The trees make the oxygen back so we can vape.
Yeah, right?
You grab the vape from the peasant. You take a long inhale, roll constitution. You get a 3.
Not just a 3. We got a -7, Mama.
A sickening 3.
Now we're in debt.
Very well. You immediately capitalism. Develop popcorn lung.
I love popcorn.
Honestly, girls, should we do it?
I think we should do it.
I mean, listen,
What more could we need?
Right?
Like, why not?
And to the queendom.
And, yeah.
We're literally free.
And here's the thing that we're not thinking about. We're in this new city, whatever the hell this is. We could just steal while we're down here.
We could just steal. I'm in a new city.
One thing about it, I'm taking one of these leaves too. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm with her.
All right. Okay. You attempt to pull a leaf?
No, I already got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
One thing about it, I got that thing on me, okay? It's already in my bosom.
Rip a leaf.
Yeah.
It appears that the underground forest moans in agony.
This forest is a freak.
Oh, no. Sorry, one of the peasants did that.
Roll deception.
Gotcha.
A 15. What is your deception?
Okay, can y'all go, ooh. Plus 0. Gag it.
You say it quite convincingly, and you see vines come out from the ground. They grab a peasant and fly them into the ground, crunching their bones. The peasant yells out the SpongeBob my leg thing.
Oh my, and this couldn't have been prevented.
The bouncers here are strict.
Coming out of the forest, covered.
Girl.
In leaves, with branches sticking out from every pore on their body, you see a dryad.
Oh.
The dryad introduces... Yes, you don't... Kyla, you just see a weird bush
like,
guy.
Okay.
The dryad says, why have you come here to the underground forest?
Well, let's use some critical thinking. There's a hole in the ceiling.
There's sand
and a lot
everywhere.
Of people look like they
like,
were
girl,
crushed
fix
to
that.
Death. Yeah, we came for some hookah.
Yeah.
Is that why you breathe toxic smoke into our pure air?
It's literally good for you.
It's not smoke, baby. It's vapor.
Toxic
is it literally not good for
them? All right, Kyla, you take one damage from popcorn lung.
Colonel Pop.
Thank you. But I like it, so.
You now have 19 health.
I'm fine with that. You only gave me 20.
Well... Well, yes.
Yeah.
And you see, the dryad says, I see. You come from above. The above lands is what we call this place. We thought no life could survive up there, for all the water is absorbed from the growth here.
It's pretty fab up there. You know, we like to call it the roof. It's pretty sick thing. Have you ever heard of Chili's? Oh, you would gag on it.
The triple dipper.
Okay.
Chili's.
Yes.
I've not heard of this. Is it some form of vegetable, a fruit maybe, type of wood?
Very close. It's when you go to a restaurant and you can get 3 appetizers for $17.98. Maybe $89. Depends on the state. There could be a vegetable in there.
We don't have money here in the underground
forest.
Let's go. We just share nutrients.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Our roots are interconnected. I can feel everything the forest feels. And it feels somewhat pissed off.
Ooh. That's kind of beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, like symbiosis. Whatever that means.
Explain why you are truly here.
We, as travelers, fell through the floor.
We literally had no choice.
Our floor, your ceiling.
Our DM made us.
That's not true. I gave you the option.
No.
You
actually kind of just told us
away.
Our one option.
Could have back to a did a backflip.
No.
No.
Because who controls the sandworm?
No, right. I didn't railroad you at all into the underground forest.
Who's
you
got
made
the
choice
to
enter into the underground.
We made the choice. Can you hear that? How nasty.
Nasty.
We made the choice.
Right.
Maybe we did.
Okay, all right. The dryad says, well, it seems more like you had a choice. Whether to come down into the underground forest, kind of your call, really. But I feel like that's not why you're truly here. You're here because of sandworms, you said.
Yeah.
What would be the case if we were? Off the top of your head.
We hate the sandworms.
Then no, we're not.
But
no, we're not.
In case, have you seen one that is perhaps maybe... Not exactly massive, but perchance large,
like
but
a reduced
maybe a little
size.
Bit smaller than a normal size, but it's
right.
still okay because it's how you use it.
Yeah. In like a long-term setting relationship, it works.
The boyfriend sandworm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, she may be full size now because it's been like time-wise, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But if it's full size for more than 4 hours,
yeah.
problem.
Then I think call your doctor, girl.
Yeah. like a worm. I think he said his name was Slurpee. I don't know. Or did Charles.
I did see a worm, a small worm, pass through, down through the underground forest into the forbidden lands below. I also saw a worm that was halfway in size between the small worm and a very large worm.
Yes.
And what of that medium-sized worm's two feminine beautiful compatriots?
Say that again.
And of that medium-sized worm's feminine and beautiful compatriots that she may or may not have had?
What she said.
Well, as the worm was moving through the ground, it seemed to be crying out for its mommy.
Oh.
I get that. No, I get that. It's trauma. Mama.
I wish to support you and these peasants on your quest against the sandworms. They've done irreparable damage to our underground forest.
Perfect. The first thing we're gonna need for everyone who fell through the hole is health insurance. Okay, maybe a Blue Cross Blue Shield.
No insurance.
Not United Health.
Universal.
Oh, girl, we can't afford that.
You need health insurance.
Or do you have a plant that could cure several broken bones? I'm seeing some dehydration. You know what? Honestly, a pack of cigarettes would really help this too. I think, you know, it should. Mind you, it's only 12:30 in the afternoon.
I suppose I could distill some of our ancient roots, the nutrients that form the lifeblood of this world, and put it into a little container. Would you like that?
That would be sickening.
No, it'd be the exact opposite of sickening, actually.
Gag.
Sorry.
Gag.
The cultural difference.
No, it won't make you gag, actually. It goes down real nice.
Oh.
That's what they all say.
Right.
We shall call it health insurance. It will heal all of your wounds instantly and give you a +5. And make you more constitutional in your body.
Oh.
Damn, you're like an inventress.
Wow, more constitutional in our body.
Yes.
I have a friend who does something like that, but I think she uses something called Pure for Men.
A little psyllium husk.
Right.
One of the peasants that has broken their bone says, "Please, please, use it on me. My bones are broken."
Aww. I did not mean to laugh. That is very serious. Here, have a drop, daughter.
You drop small amount upon the peasant, and they are fully healed, their muscles rippling and quaking like the sand that brought you down below.
Gag, okay.
Peasant says, "Oh, I feel amazing. Feel invincible. I will defeat the queen of the worms." And the peasant begins digging down further and further into the dirt of the underground forest until something gives way and he falls down, deep down, into the forbidden lands below.
Okay, gag, this is a 3-story building.
All right. She got money. She's going to the Cowboy Carter tour.
Furnished basement.
Gerald the Caroler says in a slightly similar accent, "Hey, look! That was John. He just dug his way down. There is something below here. Quickly, we must go. We must defeat the mother. It's the only way to save our village. Please!"
You want a sip of this first? I mean, what was his name again? Oops. John. It got him together. Wait, he got a little too together.
Yeah.
Is this, okay, hold on, sidebar, girls, is this liquid cocaine?
I don't know, but I feel
if
like
it is, pass it over
roll
here,
roll nature.
Exactly.
And the left, what is your nature? What?
My nature?
Yes.
You know I love my plants, so -7.
But she has a druid on her team assisting her.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they're both Asian.
All right. Okay. You are able to dip your hand within health insurance, blot it upon your tongue. You roll with advantage, She-Man the Barbarian. You get
what?
To 2.
Bitch, what the? Oh, yeah, but 2 +7, though.
That's not how advantage works, and I think that would end up being a lower number anyway.
Girls, it's okay. After this adventure, we'll just find real cocaine, okay?
It's fine.
One of these peasants on the room, will have it.
No shade.
You feel invigorated by the health insurance. You feel invincible. You feel like you could do anything. Like you should start a project.
Yes.
You should collab with other people and start a project.
Oh my God! Should we give the health insurance to the other survivors?
I feel like we should take it all and then start a podcast.
You're right.
Honestly, girl, yeah.
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 We just have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Better help, we already have it in.
People would obviously live for this, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to start a podcast.
It's like a no-brainer, we're so funny, like when we're just chatting in our real life.
We make
yeah.
all of the plans.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, the health insurance.
Mm-hmm. All right, but, all the plans, okay, the, yes, but the... Up. But the mother of the sandworms...
Oh, true.
...threatens the village, so maybe the podcast is...
Maybe
girls,
she's our guest on episode 1.
If we kill the sandworms, we could take the space and open a club.
Literally.
Okay. So yeah, let's go. Why not?
Diva.
Is there a stairwell down there? I'm not going through another hole.
No. Roll perception. A 13. What is your perception?
Thank God.
+0.
+0? Well,
you can call me Miss Down Bad. Oh, my God.
You search around in this verdant forest, pushing aside leaves, pulling some. You hear groans whenever you do that.
Ooh.
Are they pleasurable groans? I cannot tell. Until you come across a stairwell that seems to lead down. You recognize the stones as being dwarven wrought.
Yeah.
Yes.
This looks like dwarven rock.
Bro, I...
You... God damn it. You walk down...
I'm glad someone said it.
You walk down... and you find yourself... within an ancient dwarven city.
Another city.
Right.
It's like Brooklyn
and Manhattan.
What do you mean
another city? This is the first city you've been to.
Turtles all the way down.
Sorry. I had a Red Bull.
No, you clearly had a little sip of health insurance.
No, I do not do drugs. I don't do drugs. Now it sounds like I do drugs.
Do you want to start?
Just insurance.
Well, I do alcohol. That is a drug. You find yourself... In this ancient dwarven city, you can see that there are large structures kind of dotting this underground landscape.
Okay. Oh my God, it's...
Aww.
You see a small figure.
A little B&B.
Okay.
Walks out into the archway between this house. Figure says,
"What brings you down here? Oh, you are Battle Queen, searching for the sandworm, aren't you? Yes, I could hear the vibrations above. And I don't want to go through that whole shit again."
We didn't say battle.
Whoa.
Maybe we could talk to her.
Oh, I don't know if that would be wise. You see, I am Gorful.
Hey.
And I have tended.
How do you spell that, Gorful?
Gorful?
I
don't know why you're asking that, but...
I thought it was relevant, sorry.
That seems a little... Honestly, that's a little weird to say.
What?
How do you spell that?
For my name? Like, I was wondering, like, you know,
what if
the,
we wanted to connect later?
From.
Okay, G-O-R-E...
No, keep it, because that was a little sassy.
Yeah.
Where's the worm?
We don't give a fuck anymore. In fact, should we just go into battle?
I wish I had my ye old gun. We could end this mission so quickly.
I am the tender of the sandworm.
Oh, but you're not being very tender right now.
Oh.
Well, no, not to you. I'm only tender to the sandworm.
Oh,
but not you three.
Oh, you're a chaser.
Oh,
literally. There's no sandworm. He's not interested.
You three are attempting to destroy everything that I have worked for.
No.
Yes. Oh, no.
You can keep the B&B.
Yes or no, are you attempting to destroy everything I've worked for?
No.
50-50.
Roll deception.
For who?
A 19!
Hey!
Very well.
Yeah.
I see that you have just accidentally fallen through the ceiling. Sometimes that the salt dunes and the underground forest can be a little difficult to deal with in terms of staying upright.
Yes.
Not very structurally sound.
To deal with. You sound like a landlord. Oh.
Well, actually, funny that you say that.
Oh, here we go.
You see, I own most of the properties up in the salt dunes. But there's this one holdout, one land I've been unable to purchase. This small, annoying little peasant hamlet with people caroling around singing little dumbass songs like Ooby booby booby, I'm a peasant, hoopy poopy. Who gives a shit?
Girl.
Whoa, baby, whoa, hold on.
You seem a little upset.
Whoa.
And so I have been breeding sandworms, the ultimate creatures that can go up, take care of this village, and I can purchase all of the land once it has been, how do you say, tilled.
So instead of telling your neighbors to lower the music after a certain hour, you opened an evil puppy mill.
Girl.
Well, I suppose you could call it that. But my real evil puppy
is a worm.
No.
Oh.
You know, we can tolerate sandworms, but as queens, we draw the line at financial abuse. So, it's our time to abuse you back. We go into combat mode.
Literally.
Okay.
Is that okay? Wait, is that okay?
Of course it's okay. He's a landlord.
You're right.
To
it is
our
okay.
Surviving peasants and go. Should we fight?
Yeah.
Because now we're bothered.
Right.
More like dead.
Right, I'm irked.
Are you sure you wish to face me?
And you see a massive sandworm exits out of the house, curls around, and this little gnome Gorful sits upon the sandworm, staring at you.
Okay, no. Are you sure you wish to face me?
Listen.
Yes.
We are three fed up queens who may have done a sniff of health insurance.
Wait, help?
So,
it's
you
new.
And your cuck are no match for us. We're about to gag it.
Damn.
Okay.
Right.
There's
girls,
someone
let's
else.
Gag.
There is someone else down here who took a little more than a little of the health insurance. He's still digging, so at some point, yeah, watch out for him too.
We'll be here soon.
Wait, that health insurance, that wasn't the fruit and the sap from in the underground forest, was it?
No.
Okay, good, because that is basically cocaine.
Oh, no, we know that. We would never do something like that.
No.
You grow cocaine in your building and you still want to make money through land development?
Wow. Right.
It's naturally occurring.
Oh, right. Go ahead and pull out your weapons, girls.
Oh, girl.
Right.
Anyway, enough talk. I am going to look forward to seeing three lumps in Bertha's body. Bertha!
And the gnome slaps the body of the worm he's upon, and the worm travels forward as dirt and rocks are thrown around, heading straight towards you. And with that, we will take an intermission!
Yes.
Where we last left off, Our three queens have accepted a quest by a group of peasants to save their homestead from the ravages of dune worms. However, upon not really moving that much in the plot, they fell vertically down into several locations, ending up in an ancient dwarven city where a gnome wishes to lord over all the lands above, having been the font of the worms by breeding them using a mother worm. Now they are face to face with Gorful the gnome and the mother worm. An epic battle is about to ensue.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
True.
We have fallen through three levels of earth. Talk about down bad. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we are here, not on max. Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. It was canceled.
We're squaring up. We're squaring up.
The worm and Gorful atop it moves towards you. However, there are a bunch of peasants that just are talking. They're strategizing about how to defeat the worm. One of them yells out their strategy.
Twice.
What do you think you're
buying? Say that
again. What the fuck? What?
Say that louder. Say it louder. Come up here and say it.
Here, use this microphone.
Say it into the microphone. No, come say it in the microphone.
Put it in your...
Jackie, get up here.
Give it up for Jackie.
Give it up, make some noise for Jackie the peasant.
Put it in your butt.
Oh.
Put it in your butt.
Okay.
Okay, a random peasant,
Old Faithful.
Jackie, steps forward.
Have the gaze gone too far?
Sorry, y'all. Jackie had some health insurance and a Cavassier straight up. She's just...
Right.
She whispers into all three of your ears that the only way to defeat the worm is to put it in your butt. It's your choice whether you follow that advice or not.
Wait, because that's a big worm. Hold on, girls.
Yeah, I don't
know.
I don't know if only there's a way to make it smaller. Okay, never mind. I'm giving credence.
There is a way. Talk down to it. No.
All right. The worm is going to do a tail whip. It rolls to hit all three of you with a cleave. It gets a 4.
Ooh.
It misses. All three of you survive. She-Man the Barbarian, it is now your turn. You are face to face with the mother worm and Gorful atop it.
Okay. What is his name on top again?
Gorful.
Gorful is pissing me off. So I'm going to use Bigby's hand. A large hand is created for up to 1 minute and can attack, grasp, or punch. And I am going to use his hand, and I am going to grab Gorful and shake the fuck out of him. Okay. You little bastard. And in fact, I'm going to shake him, and then I'm going to slam him into the earth.
Very well. You roll to grapple upon Gorful with your Big B's hand. You roll strength. You get a 2. What is your strength?
+7.
+7. Despite being very strong and using a very strong spell to make an even stronger hand, Gorful is very dexterous upon the back of the worm and is able to do a triple backflip and dodge Bigsby's hand.
That is so disappointing.
Gorful says,
I have trained to ride these worms.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, drop
we
the OF
We know you're
link.
Breeding
Girl,
them.
Same, I get it.
I am the chosen one.
Right.
I can see the future of property value.
Oh.
And his eyes glow blue.
That's that landlord magic.
Mr. the Miss Terrible, it is your turn.
Alright, I see this big-ass worm.
True.
And I'm like, I'm a petite dainty woman who's also a clown part-time.
True.
We need something big to help. So I'm going to do a spell, and I'm going to summon Greater Demon.
Queen!
Summon a greater demonic entity for 1 hour. At the end of each minute, it makes a constitution throw. If it fails, it will attack the nearest thing. Lasts 1 hour.
Boots.
All right. You summon a demon. You... place your hand upon the ground. It begins to rumble and quake. as from underneath, from hell itself, a demon greater in name bursts through, throwing rocks, pebbles, sharp pebbles, dull rocks all over the place. A peasant is hit in the eye. A peasant is hit in the leg. There it is. Anyway, and the demon arrives into the dwarven city.
A pageant queen.
It begins to speak to you, Mr. the Misterrible. It says,
you've summoned me.
Wait, how tall is he?
At least 6'2".
For context.
A 9. What is your perception?
Plus 5. Okay.
This demon is at least 30 feet tall.
Would you consider that, like, large?
I would say it's large. It's not massive, but
would
it's
be trade?
Like, would you consider a medium?
It's a greater demon. I don't think it's a medium demon.
Okay, so it's large. I'm just wanting to know for contact.
Yeah.
It's important
for the battle.
Very well.
Have you ever known something, DM?
Have I ever what something?
Never mind.
Okay. DM it to me later.
Oh.
That will be He'll shared reply. To all of our Girl. Patreon subscribers.
Girl.
The private DMs.
Girl. Not the paywall.
I'll DM something to you later.
Okay. Ooh. I don't do that either. I don't have sex with any of my players. I want to make
Patreon.
That very clear. Thank you.
Allegedly.
On Patreon.
No, I don't have. I don't. It doesn't
For
matter.
For a small fee a month.
It doesn't matter. I don't. That's not a Patreon.
There's also
level.
Another link in my bio as well. $10 a month. That's on a different site.
That's legitimate, but I don't fuck my players.
But would you like to?
All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
The greater demon appears. And it says, you don't understand.
Oh.
I come from the forbidden lands below hell itself.
Okay, 4 stories.
Girl.
You think you own this place. All of it belongs to me, Asmodeus.
Oh. Girl, and one thing about it, we don't give a fuck. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You think you're from hell? Baby, I ride the L train. Let's
right,
go.
Right. You know what, girl? For my turn, watch this. I'm going to summon a greater demon.
Wait, you're going to summon another greater demon?
I'm going to summon an even greater demon. No shade. That's what greater means.
Okay.
We All got right. you.
All right, you put your hand on
I do,
the ground.
I do.
The ground.
And, mm-hmm. and you know what? To ensure that I get a good roll, I am going to do my contractually obligated spell that automatically ensures that I get a good roll. So Carson, track 2, hit it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Make some fucking noise for Kylie Mooncake!
I am asking the universe very nicely. So this will happen for me.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic. But only I feel that way. I promise you know, I'm such a different.
Thank you. There wasn't even a role you needed. All right.
Mistakes, but just don't.
You see the peasants take out their $1 bills.
And their 5s and their 20s.
Girl.
And their 20s and their 100s.
I'm asking, baby. Oh. Please.
hate that.
Thank you. Goldine.
The vibe changed with the piano.
You dance. And as if from your pocket, you pull out a monster. Coming from the underground.
Yes.
Breaking through both the forbidden realm and the crust of the ancient dwarven city is an even greater, greater demon.
Yes.
Gagged me bad.
Call that demon time.
The greater, greater demon says, "Oh, so you think that you own all of this land. You have no clue, fuckface. I do, the Demogorgon, from the lower circle of hell.
Boots.
Thank you, I am wearing boots.
Boots.
Oh my god, girl, he's sassy, he's on our side, we
That's
won.
That's my diva.
High heel boon stomp on a sandwich.
Okay, I think you would love the month of June.
Right, I summon her myself.
Yes.
Your drag daughter's fears.
I, the Demogorgon, must maintain control over all of my properties. And so, I will destroy you, the gnome. And you, the giant mother worm. And if I can help it, I will also destroy all of you in a minute. And the greater demon says, I will destroy all of you in a minute as well. And the greater demon says, oh my god, is that Asmodeus? And Asmodeus says,
oh wow, the Demogorgon, I didn't think. You live below me?
And the greater demon says, why, yes, I do. I thought we had parted ways several eons ago. I didn't realize we were neighbors now. And Asmodeus says,
well, anyway, you know, I've been thinking about our relationship.
And the greater demon says, oh, well, yeah, we kind of ended it on a weird note. And
girls, should we just leave while they work this out?
Honestly,
like, yeah.
Give us some privacy. This is intimate.
No. Let's just like walk out of here real quietly. Let them girl off. Mm-hmm.
Girl, tiptoe through the
transport toilet. Via plants. I can literally take us up a level.
Oh,
girl, let's go get
let's
more
go
health
back
insurance.
To the Rainforest Cafe. Diva, let's
diva.
Fucking go.
Let's bounce.
All right, you transport
trans.
Via plants Boots. As these two demons subtly rekindle their long-lost relationship.
No, because they're about to fuck bad. Like,
right, like,
down.
I don't need to see that.
We'll pay $10 a month to see it later.
Okay, hey.
You touch a small little fern, Kyla Luna Muffin. It opens a portal that you all can step through to go to any other plant that you have seen prior. What plant do you choose, Kyla Luna Muffin?
The upstairs plants.
Okay, spoken like a true druid.
Thank you.
You teleport yourself up to the underground forest where the dryad is sitting on a log.
And giving it.
Boots.
Down.
The dryad goes, oh, what happened?
Oh, we did it.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, we are so thankful to be here. We are going to go, though. We are in a rush. Don't look down there. And
you did it. You completed the quest.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a ladder that we could go back to our fucked up house?
And the druid summons with vines a great viney ladder
that
slinks all the way down and falls onto some of the peasants who are talking to the left of me.
Damn, y'all are just catching it.
They yell out in pain.
Okay, here, everyone, keep your mouths open. A drop for you. A drop for you. A drop for you. Yeah, we're giving back. Just don't go down to the sub-basement.
All right, you climb up the ladder and you find yourself back from whence you came. The great salt dunes in front of the Drag Queen Cathedral.
Yeah.
And you enter into the gates.
Yeah.
Having forgotten something.
No. Yeah. No, I think we got it.
The ground shakes again.
No, that... You just have a mental disorder.
That's,
no.
But no.
It's
wow,
not.
Wow, wow.
That is not shaking.
That's not. The ground is. Roll perception.
No,
you don't even have to roll
true,
perception.
You're
going to have schizophrenia.
No. Because as an adult, I'm going to avoid this problem.
Okay. You can't avoid your problem with health insurance because jumping out of the sand, you see thousands of sandworms, and right next to them is. Goreful. Oh, shit.
Girl.
Oh.
Who's on a mechanized hound. And whoops. Did not intend to reveal that.
That's
okay.
Kind of cunt. That's kind of cunt.
That was not
that's
of my
cunt.
Plan.
What can't he do?
No, Queenie.
Goreful says, this is my other thing that I ride into battle as well. Oops. You weren't supposed to see that. And behind him is the mother worm, a massive worm that is actually massive. It's huge, with a giant mouth. It comes charging towards you.
Honestly, he's kind. No shit, he's kind.
This is the worst time to say it. If she had a lash on, oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, because she gagged us.
No,
a little
that wispy.
Shade of yellow, that
oh.
shade of yellow. Ate us up.
A blunt bang.
You find yourself in the exact same situation that you were in about an hour and 50 minutes ago.
It feels like I'm in an episode of Girls.
The sandworm unhinges its jaw. The mecha hound howls in a digital howl. Sandworm approaches closer, ready to devour your cathedral, ready to destroy everything you've worked for. You won't get the gold tooth and the vape after this.
Oh, we need that vape. And you know what? Girls, I have an idea. We have been trying to fight this. You know, I did, you know, while you weren't looking, remember that leaf I had? I did crush it up. I did roll it up.
Queenie.
And I smoked it.
Queenie.
And I smoked it. And now I'm feeling a little loose and a little seductive. So
boots.
Let me try to seduce these beasts at once. Carson, and please understand I'm going to keep my glass with me when I do this. Hit that track.
Mm-hmm. Let them know. Give it up for Brooklyn Diva, Miss Ma'am She.
Suddenly, He-Man the Barbarian begins to move around the sandworms. You can see the eyes of the sandworms bright in the night. Everyone, take out your phones. Turn on the flashlight. Yes, you can see the eyes of the sandworms. Those beady eyes staring at She-Man. Thank you.
me when I give you nothing. Okay.
You finish your seductive dance.
Yes.
And you see across great white sand dunes. The worms have all laid down.
Oh, it's just like the dark room.
And you've noticed that you've seduced almost 1,000 worms.
And you know what? That doesn't make me ran through.
Girl, it's just Tuesday.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, we're not going there.
No, exactly.
It's not happening.
Because I said don't.
Yeah, we're not having...
Exactly.
There's not going to be a big worm sex thing.
Exactly.
It's not.
Let me tell you, I'm in my Pink Panthers unit. Don't start, okay? What's the point of crying? No.
Gorful says, what are you doing, worms? Get up. Why are you limp and flaccid?
Because they realized they weren't bisexual. I killed their vibe. And God damn it, I don't regret it.
No, this is impossible. You can't seduce thousands and thousands of creatures that don't even understand the tongue that you speak.
But she did.
Listen, they don't have to understand the tongue how I speak it, but how I use it.
Mm-hmm. Diva!
That's a different goddamn story. Okay, clap if you're going to use your tongue tonight. Oh.
Oh.
Hey! Okay, a few of you were brave enough to admit it. Because the others died.
Of broken legs.
Dwarful begins to lose his balance atop his mecha hound.
Okay.
As the mecha hound bounds out from under him and is seduced in a friendly way by you, She-Man the Barbarian, and
yes.
Licks your face and goes...
I'm not sure what this is, but let's find out.
Dwarful says, fine, you've won. You've won through the power of love. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Because at the end of the day, I own all of you.
Girls, let's step on him.
No.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wait a minute, no shade.
One of the worms slinks a drink up. Okay, that's insulting, actually. Never mind. Sorry, that's...
That's crazy.
Cut that part.
I'm a victim. Listen, let's just kill this little bastard, okay?
Wait, girl, wait.
I'm a little sore. 1,000 worms, girl. I'm going to need the weekend off.
The underneath. Yeah. Seducing worms, breeding them.
Yeah.
Girl, this man is lonely.
Who's that? Yes.
No shade to this man. This little cave-dwelling man.
Yeah.
From underneath the underneath.
From the ancient, yeah, tell
breeding
it.
Worms is a lonely, lonely man.
Yeah.
Can a lonely man do this?
And Gorful runs up to you and kicks you in the shin.
What the fuck? Kick it back harder.
Oh!
I'm a punt this man.
-2. You feel no effect.
I'm going to do my signature move. And I'm going to pull my foot back, and I'm just going to kick him a little bit. Okay?
Right, you stretch
and
your
no shade,
leg back.
I would
no
also shade. Like to use my contractually suggested Hit It Please Carson to put a little extra oomph on my little kick to this man. Please track number one, if you will.
Oh, turn that shit up, Carson. Give it up for Philadelphia's own Mr. Put your lighters up! Sing it! It's what?
Thank you. $11.
All the worms clap their flabby, flabby bodies. The sound of wet sloshing fills the arid salt dune air as Mr. the Misterable winds up the ultimate gnome punt and kicks Gorful straight in the body.
Yes.
Bam, home run.
Home run.
Gorful flies into the air.
Like a bird.
Gonna fly away.
And begins to plummet down into the hole made by his worms. Yeah. Ironic, had he not made the hole with his worms, he actually would have survived because he would have been cushioned by the sand.
He would have just broke a leg.
To make the hole, he's actually going to fall through and probably die.
Yes.
And that's his own fault.
Damn.
And what have we learned today? Gravity works.
Books.
Gravity works. And hopefully it was enough to kill him. You need a song?
You need a song? Carson, hit it. Track one.
No, don't you.
No. Carson, I was just joking. Unless? Unless the crowd really wants it. No, I'm just kidding. No. Later.
Very well. That was weird. All right.
No.
Anyway, I was just in the process of describing how the story had kind of a overall moral about.
No.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
No. You know what, Carson? Hit it. Track one. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Where are all my nasty girls at?
Okay, give it up for the nasty girls.
If you know this one, sing it.
Okay, come on now, y'all. DJ, turn it up.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm a little sweaty.
I'm sweatier.
Okay.
Thank you.
Should I cut it short? The dance break's coming and I'm really tired.
Throw it.
Give it up for Kylie Mooncakes.
And Kyla Luna Muffin dances in the hot, sultry sun.
Fuck.
That is just rising in the salt dunes as Gorful falls.
Hopefully down, to his death.
And down and down and says, no, no. And he passes two greater demons.
Oh, girl.
Kissing.
More than kissing, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day. That is the end of the session.
You just listened to Dungeons and Drag Queens Live. Follow us on TikTok and Insta at DNDQLive or visit our website at dndq.live for tickets to upcoming shows. A special thanks to Levi Erdman for editing this podcast and to you, our listeners. May your adventures never end.